Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Joe List shortly. I think Pussy's bluffing him now. 21omaha.com to see Joe Friday and Saturday. Socially distanced comedy. This guy's funny as hell. I saw him live a couple years ago. Actually, it's been a little over a year when he was here with Louis C.K., and it feels like that was 8 years ago. How long have you been back on the road, Joe? Welcome back, by the way. Appreciate you calling.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I've been back, not long. I've only done one gig. This is only my second weekend. I did Tampa Side Splitters, and now I'm coming to Omaha, so I might stink.
Were you in hibernation the whole time? Or podcasting?
No, I was out. Yeah, I was podcasting, and then we started doing a bunch of outdoor shows in the summer. It was all outdoors here, which was exciting.
Yeah,
and clubs just opened up in April here, and so it's been a weird time. I was somewhere in between lock yourself in and nothing's happening. I was right smack in the middle.
We have yet to talk to a comedian who says good things about the outdoor gig.
Yeah,
can you?
There's one good one in Royersford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They built a giant dome tent. Maybe you've heard of it. It's become a very popular gig.
Yeah, I've seen it. I think Florentine's been there before. I've seen it on your people's social media. They built a giant outdoor, a covering or something?
Yeah, it's like a huge, almost like a dome, I think.
Okay.
And that one's really fun because people sit and stand and drink beers and stuff.
And they pay attention too, then? They listen to comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. It's really good. But for the most part, I mean, typically throughout the history of comedy, outdoors was considered like a hell gig. You're
right.
Oh, my God, it's outdoors. And then that was 100% of comedy.
Was there any...
Comedians complain about high ceilings. There's no higher ceiling than outdoors.
How about, did you do any drive-in shows where people beeped their horns? I heard that was a nightmare.
I did the first show in New York was at Bel Air Diner, and it was Cars. I think it was the first one of any kind,
mm-hmm.
and it was exactly that because it was horn honking and light flicking, which, again, is just basically heckles. And it's like the worst kind of heckle is a horn honking. And then at one point, there was just a traffic jam and just like regular, we don't like you horn. It was just like a typical New York. So it was all a great big nightmare, but... You know, I didn't die. So now I'm back, and I feel good and excited.
Did you get sick at all the whole year or not? Because we know some people that got sick.
No. Well, here's the thing. I was sick like the first weekend when everything started shutting down.
Right.
I couldn't breathe in without coughing, and I had a cough. But at the time, I thought COVID was Ebola. Like I was like, I don't have that. I thought my skin would be falling off, and
right.
I was throwing up blood. So I was like, this isn't COVID. But looking back, it might have been COVID because it was that first weekend. And I was at Madison Square Garden the day before the city shut down at a basketball game. So I might have had it. I don't know.
Yeah, you might have. If it was the first weekend, you might have actually had it. You're right.
Were you at the Big East tournament? Wasn't that going on?
I never missed the Big East tournament. I was at the, whatever it was, Wednesday night Big East tournament. Then the next morning I was watching on TV. I went to get a coffee and I came back and the game was over.
Yeah.
That was a Creighton game. That was right. A great day. They played the Creighton game at halftime.
We have friends that went there.
Yeah. It's been,
right.
It's been, we stayed in the studio this whole year, but we had a couple of scares. But other than that, we sat in our ass at the houses that we all live in. So, it's going to be good to get back out there. Have you had your vaccine yet?
Yes, I'm fully vaccinated. As of tomorrow, I'll be 2 weeks past my second one. So if anyone wants to kiss or just, be intimate, I'm down.
All right.
Well, we do.
That's the way. Might as well throw that out there. You're right.
Did you ever get tested to find out if you had the antibodies and maybe you did have COVID at the beginning of it all?
No, I never got an antibody test because I got so much different news. There was one person that said the antibody tests are bogus and one said it doesn't last and it does last. Every news I heard throughout this thing, 10 hours later, I heard the exact opposite news. So I never even got an antibody
test. Yeah, because first of all, the people that did test positive, they weren't immune to this virus after about a couple. That came back out later. I saw that some idiot saying, I got it already, so I'm fine. No, you're not. You can catch it again.
Right.
So, getting
and
the test.
Sometimes science does some more studying and changes its mind or adjusts its thinking a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right,
little bit.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So you got the shot. Good. We're all two shots in ourselves. So looking forward to getting back to real
great.
Life. Joe List with us, funnyboneomaha.com for Friday and Saturday night. And then you got gigs. I'm looking at your website now. The gigs book. I can't find the gigs on here. It's comedianjoelist.com for people around. People listen to us other places in the country too. So where can they find all your other gigs?
I haven't updated my website. I got so excited about staying home and doing nothing that I'm still trying to work my way back in. I keep getting emails saying, "Hey, where are your dates?" So I have dates. I'm a professional comedian. I work. I swear to God, I just haven't updated my website yet. Some guy emailed me and was like, hey, I'm just a fan, but I can update your website for you. It felt so pathetic.
I was blaming myself there because I just checked this out during the break and I couldn't find it either. So it wasn't on me. It's on you. Okay, got it. But Joe, you're funny. I love your Twitter. So I guess for a lot of times you had to get the jokes out. So you just did a lot of Twitter stuff. And I suggest, by the way, if you're on Twitter, to follow Joe List. You're pretty funny on that. So.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are you afraid of using some stuff on Twitter that you want to flesh out on stage or does it matter?
I'll throw stuff. It's funny. Sometimes I'll throw stuff out there on Twitter and it does so well that I'm like, maybe I can try this on stage and it does. And then sometimes, you'll get 300 retweets.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, here we go. And then I do it on stage and the crowd's like, what?
I'll
even say to the crowd, if you guys saw how well this did on Twitter, you'd be apologizing to me right now. So. It's not a perfect science.
Well, it's definitely not a perfect science. Yeah. I think at home, we want some levity on our Twitter, and we see it, and we go, ha-ha, that's pretty cool. And I can see what you mean. It's not forced.
But it might have been one of those things where they'd already heard the joke, because a lot of times we'll have comedians come in here, do a joke on the air, and we'll go to the show that night. They do the same joke, and it doesn't get that much of a
response.
Yeah,
but that's verbalized. I can see what Joe's saying here. A tweet is not verbal, so it might not come off the same way.
Yeah.
All right.
You just never know, and some bits bomb on Twitter but kill on stage, and vice versa. So.
God, do you think you ever have to say that some bits bomb on Twitter?
Well, it's a different medium.
It is a different medium.
It's written, and
these guys are stand-up comedians for a reason. They're great to see live in person, and check them out at the Funny Bone this weekend. Joe List, funnyboneomaha.com, Friday and Saturday. Well, cool. I'm glad you're safe. We're not allowed to have people in the studio yet, so that sucks. So we won't see you in person, but. Hopefully, the next time you're in town, you're in the studio with us. Hopefully, that's shortly, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope so. I would think so. I'm confident that these vaccines, I'm excited. I mean, I read one article that said we're all going to die in like 6 months, but I think that's probably wrong.
That might be an exaggeration.
Well, that's a downer of an article. Well, we got 6 months to raise some hell. Let's do it then.
When was your second vaccine?
Yeah.
And when will you reach the full efficacy?
Saturday, you said.
Saturday, okay.
Yeah. Or Friday.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks to the day.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So you're good.
So
we are too.
I'm good.
Well, we will be next week.
I will be Saturday.
Yeah.
Superman.
I will
Saturday.
Be a week from Thursday, right. A week from tomorrow.
Joe, thanks a lot, man. Take care. Have a fun this weekend, okay?
Thank you, guys. I always appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Man. He's a funny dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's really good. He cracked me up. Because, you know, everybody's here to see Louis C.K., and you're thinking, okay, well, we're here to see Louis C.K., and I realize you're going to put some funny guys up in front of him, but Joe made me laugh the whole time, you know?
Yeah, he had a really good set.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
I was trying to think. He had some bit about the roller coaster picture. I was trying to think about, remember what it was. I'll have to ask him when I see him this weekend. Be that dude. What was that bit?
Yeah, that's a comedian.
Remember you did that joke about the thing?
How about, Nick, when you... You know better than anybody, something on Twitter might be funny, then you try to flesh it out. It doesn't work, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really post much on Twitter and stuff, though. So.
Yeah, just like the comments.
Maybe I should, because I guess I need some new jokes. This triglyceride thing doesn't really have as many legs as I thought it might.
Not fleshed out so far? The fat blood bit? Okay. Work on that.
Nah. Craig, when's your full efficacy date? 1st of May?
Sure.
That's a Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah.
A week from Monday. We'll be, Nick and me back in the studio.
Let's see. I guess, what is it? 2-3 weeks from this past Saturday, whatever it is.
Two weeks from your last shot.
Yeah. So a week from Monday, Nick will be in the studio. Countdown to Nick coming in the studio.
I'm all good on the 29th.
More good?
Of April. All good.
All good.
All good. Okay. Nothing but good.
And I'll be good the day after that.
All right.
And then Craig the day after that.
Yeah.
And then big old pantsless group hug on that following Monday.
Yeah.
I would just jump it right back in, huh?
Yep. Yes, we are. Dr. Mina might. I'm going to ask Dr. Mina tomorrow before she yells at me. I said, Kim, what can we actually do physically to each other that Monday and we still be safe?
Do we need to...
can or should?
Do we leave our shirts on?
Yeah, that'd be weird if we took our shirts off.
Yeah. Yeah, I like nipple to nipple. It's pretty hot.
You do. Especially you.
You like nipple to canvas.
You do. Yes, I do, Craig.
Nipple to anything.
I'm not going to argue that one.
Nipple to sandpaper.
I don't care. Sandpaper, eh?
You'd probably rub up against that soundproofing behind the around the walls. Yeah. That's kind of rough.
Have you looked into clamps?
No, I'm not into clamps.
Those are kind of exciting.
I'm not into clamps. Bush told me to try those.
Easily stimulated there, you'd like the clamps.
Yeah, but they would hurt. I'm not in the pain.
A couple little alligator clips.
Can you randomly suck face with somebody?
No, I think it's efficacy. May I?
No, I haven't sucked face with anybody besides my wife,
since the beginning
years.
Of the pandemic. No.
I was about to say that.
COVID's been rough.
That'd be wrong. COVID's been messing up my side-sucking face game. That's always fun.
Well, I would think if you both achieved full efficacy, you could suck face all you want.
Well,
no holds barred.
Yeah,
that's just a guess.
But if they're not full efficacy, you're safe, but they can get it from you.
You both have to be.
Right.
Yeah, I think you have to suck face efficacy. In small groups. You don't want medium to large groups still. That's still not okay, but small groups.
Get your vaccines. We can all suck face again, ladies. And dudes, too.
Whatever.
Yeah, let's get the brothels up and running.
Yes.
You think they would, you have to provide proof of a vaccine if you visit a brothel?
Well, you probably do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to brothel or France anymore, or Yale.
The list keeps getting longer.
That's what the Knicks keep saying.
The Bills game.
Dumbass anti-vaxxers keep saying. And that's what you are, by the way. You're a dumbass.
They'll put on 3 condoms, but right. 0 masks.
That's right.
Get the vaccine. Stop shaming people not getting the vaccine. Nope. Nope, because you're the problem.
Do they make you wrap it up at the brothel? Did Ed say anything about
that? Oh, yeah. The condom was on. He didn't realize shit was even put on. You know, they put that on.
Yeah. They're stealthy about
they
it.
They are, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you go to bunnyranch.com.
We know.
Yes.
When you go there is a giant pop-up box now that comes up, says, important announcement, Bunny Ranch reopens May 1, 2021.
All right.
So, yeah, they are going to be back open, I'm assuming, with some sort of restriction on that.
They're probably sanding all the new glory holes right now.
I would think that the ladies might be fresh the first week or so.
First hour?
I'd get in there right away.
Yeah, they haven't been practicing.
Well, they might have been, but not with 70 different guys a month, you know.
They've been working shifts.
Right. Shift.
Yeah, they might have to work on that getting the condom on without any hands.
Yeah, no hands.
Oh, yeah. Most of them operate with three condoms under their tongue at any time. And they can get it on you with no hands.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah, there's no. I don't see any information here about any restrictions they may have. But I was...
That's funny because my sister just texted me and said she loved the story about my dad in the elevator. She loves that story. She's not loving this one.
Click.
You can't click to see if there's vaccinations needed?
No, it doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything.
Do they have a butt stuff section on the website?
Like you don't
there,
know.
Well, there is a menu here.
Like yeah. You don't know.
Menu, but probably no prices, right?
No.
I don't think you can mention prices.
No.
Because I think you negotiate with them, don't you?
Like I said, my dad was, Dennis took care of that. So
I believe Dennis house. Told us that all the girls set their own prices.
Right. Dad didn't crack a wallet.
That's what I thought he said.
Right. He cracked a couple ladies, though. Just didn't crack a wallet.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have a death to report.
Yep.
Tempest Storm.
Who's that?
Has passed away at the age of 93.
Uh-oh.
A legendary burlesque star.
Oh, speaking of a dun-dun-dun-dun, that kind of stuff, huh?
Yes. Right. She was born Annie Banks in 1928. She worked at a cocktail waitress when a customer told her she'd make a great striptease performer. She said, "Right," and became an internationally famous figure selling out clubs across the country.
Was she hot back in the day?
Oh yeah.
She's curvy with some big, big boobs.
What's her name again, Craig?
Tempest Storm. And there are many nude photos of Tempest Storm. She would become an internationally famous figure, selling out clubs across the country. In 1956, she became the highest-paid burlesque performer in history.
Oh yeah, she's
signing
hot.
A 10-year contract on $100,000 a year. Soon after that, she married the singer in Duke Ellington's orchestra, the first singing black cowboy, seen as scandalous at the time. She would later say that the marriage cost her a potentially lucrative film career.
He was the original Lil Nas X.
No, that dude's gay.
Well, he wore a cowboy hat.
I love it. She got older, and I mean, there are a bunch of older pictures here, too, and she kept those big old cans.
Yeah, she, you do.
Yeah.
Well, they were attached to her body.
Yeah, I know that. But
her final performance ever was at the Plaza June of 2010.
She was hot, man.
At the Burlesque Hall of Fame reunion show where she fractured her left hip.
Come on.
How old would she have been in 2010?
11 years less than now.
Which is what?
83? Did you say she was 94?
I think I said, no, she's 93. So, yeah.
82.
That was at the reunion show, though.
Yeah, but that's the joke, and it was the truth.
Right.
And she broke a hip. Of course she did.
Anybody have her, Craig?
Three players had her.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Three players had. For the record, she said she shared a theater tour, and this is for some of us, with the James Gang in 73.
Oh, dude. Oh,
yeah.
She opened up with the James Gang?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's Joe Walsh, by the way, of Eagles fame and solo fame, yeah.
Yeah, she opened up for the James Gang.
That is so cool.
Not enough bands tour with strippers anymore as they're opening acts.
She was in her mid-late 40s doing that.
Yeah. Tempest Storm was picked by Die, 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 My Darling.
That name's always scared me.
My Peter Has Rickets gets a hit. And the Jane Kaczmarek Incident gets a hit with Tempest Storm. No change in the leaderboard, really. Still three players with seven hits, and then the one player with nine hits. Tyler's Tupperware Turd still leading the league.
Just hovering over Shannon Doherty, right?
Because he knows Shannon Doherty is going to die in December. And he's just making it interesting.
Playing the long game.
Yeah.
Oh, she makes it to December?
I think so.
I still think the game is who catches him.
Yeah, if there's two people at seven, then it's not out of reach.
No, it's not. Yeah, Good season. Good season.
He knows.
Yeah.
He's traveled ahead to 2022 and beyond.
Well, the weird part about Tyler's Tupperware Turd is that this person, male or female, is remaining quiet.
Yeah.
They're an enigma.
Which leads us to believe there's some kind of secret going on there.
Well, they're afraid to mention to their family.
Or they don't want to, you know, break the, you know, it's the superstition thing.
Right.
You don't do anything different.
Or maybe they're the only ones that know it, and they're digging that.
Or they don't even know in the first place.
Or they themselves are a supernatural force of some sort.
They have not come forward to deny that they are a time traveler. So we can only assume, we can only speculate, he might be a time traveler.
Might be.
And I'm guessing it's a dude.
It's not really a brilliant name. It's a great name, but the time traveler chooses Tyler's Tupperware Turd. I don't know.
Maybe they were like drunk shopping, and instead of buying a bunch of crap on Amazon, they just joined the Deadpool, and they have no idea.
Or maybe
and then Craig's there yelling sober.
Got a problem with that?
Yeah. No, not at all.
So as not to draw attention immediately, you know, until he got the seven hits, he picked a not-so-clever.
He or she, we don't know.
He picked a not-so-clever Deadpool name.
Yeah.
Just to not draw attention at first.
Yeah. Although I like the name.
Yeah, but we noticed it.
Yeah, we did.
We know who you are.
All back. Wear a condom.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.